Good morning, 100.3 WNIC. Jay Towers, Allison, Chelsea. It's time for Crazy Lines, a little something we do every Thursday on our show. You're always welcome to participate at 313-631-100.3. We talk about things that make us crazy, not drive us crazy, make us crazy. And yesterday was a great example. Yesterday, I mean, I relied on that Waze to get to Mott Children's Hospital, and I had a mishap with it. And then driving home, I lost faith in it. And I fought technology. It wanted me to take 96 to the Davison to 75 North to get home, which feels like a gigantic U. And I said, screw you. And I got off onto I got off on the Southfield Freeway and took that to Telegraph. And I think it took me 12 minutes longer, but I felt like I did what was right for me. Does that make me crazy? This is all inner. You know what I'm saying? These are the conversations I'm having with me driving.
I wonder, is Waze necessary? Is it like TomTom or BobBob? Like, we have Google Maps.
Yeah, I know.
Or wait, yeah, Google Maps. That's
so Waze is a little more, it gives you a little more in-depth about like police cars ahead or this major accident, where Google Maps is a little bit less detailed
right.
about
like,
that.
Like with Waze, I feel like I'm a helper. Because it's on my screen, in my car, I have three buttons. Uh-huh. So let's say I'm driving and there's a disabled car. I hit disabled car and then it alerts everybody behind me.
Did you know that you can actually get money off of that if you participate enough?
I don't want to do that much.
Yeah.
Allison, you're up.
So I just did this yesterday and I struggle with it and I feel guilt. But yesterday, for whatever reason, I'm capped at 5,000 friends, yet people can still send me friend requests. Which is so bizarre. It's like, you can still send me a friend request. I won't be able to accept it, but I'll get it.
Right.
So I got a bunch yesterday from a lot of the nurses that we met. And several of them were so complimentary of us. One put a post up of the picture with us. And she was like, meeting you guys was... So I really wanted... So I started going through my friends to see if there were any deactivated accounts I could get rid of. So that I could make some room for some of these really nice people that want to be friends.
Highly time consuming, but go ahead.
You know, I don't have a lot going on. I was just watching a lot of Chicago Med. That's all these days.
So what happened?
So what my crazy lines is, I came across several friends, personal and Facebook, who've passed away.
Oh.
And I struggle with unfriending them.
Oh,
even though I know they're gone.
Yeah.
And we won't
communicate anymore,
but for some reason I feel when I hit that unfriend button, I feel weird about it.
Because it's the act of hitting the unfriend button.
Right.
And you know that you want them to be a friend beyond.
Yeah, and I was able to find like seven spaces, but I just felt like I was doing something wrong I should keep your page and honor you.
But let's be honest. It is crazy lines, and you may be crazy enough to think that they would haunt you from the afterlife for unfriending them.
I may be crazy.
But there's a chance of that. You just never know.
They never know. They're a way to say they're with you in spirit. Well, do they know you unfriended them?
Mm-hmm. If someone unfriended Allison and she passes when she's 90,
she will haunt
you know that she's going to haunt them.
That's right. I cannot log in. Why? Chelsea.
Okay, so when I get home, you know, my dog Shelby, she's home for probably about 8 or 9 hours by herself, so it's time for her to go potty. She's got to go. Even if I have to go so badly, I'm scared that I'm going to have an accident, I make sure to let her go out first.
Oh. That doesn't make you crazy.
That doesn't make you crazy at all. That makes you considerate and a good mom and thoughtful. I do that with food. I'm like, I'm going to feed you first before I sit down and eat.
Okay.
And that's also because you'll stare at me.
I get home and Mario looks up at me. I'm like, hello, buddy. Dad's got to go poop and shower. You be good and keep waiting. I know it's been 9 hours.
You'll survive.
You'll be okay.